The intersection of sports and politics took an interesting turn this weekend, with Giants quarterback Jackson Dart introducing Trump at a New York rally, generating significant backlash that illustrates how athlete political engagement continues to be a lightning rod for broader cultural tensions. What's particularly fascinating is how different sports and different political affiliations create varying levels of controversy for these kinds of appearances.
The reaction to Dart's appearance reflects deeper questions about athlete activism and political speech, Marcus. Professional athletes have platforms that reach millions of people, but using those platforms for political purposes inevitably alienates a portion of their fan base while energizing others. The calculus about when and how to engage politically has become increasingly complex for athletes at all levels.
The timing is also significant because we're seeing other cultural figures making different choices about political engagement. Brendan Fraser served as honorary starter at the Indianapolis 500, waving the green flag and calling the speedway the Vatican, a ceremonial role that celebrates his connection to Indianapolis as his birthplace while remaining politically neutral.
Fraser's appearance at the 110th Indy 500 represents a different model of celebrity cultural participation. Rather than advocating for specific political positions, he's celebrating shared cultural institutions and regional identity. The contrast with Dart's political rally appearance highlights how celebrities and athletes can choose very different approaches to using their public platforms.
The Indy 500 itself carries interesting cultural and economic significance. Auto racing represents American manufacturing heritage and engineering innovation, but it's also evolved to incorporate environmental considerations and international competition that reflect broader economic changes. Fraser's role as honorary starter connects Hollywood entertainment culture with traditional American industrial culture in ways that avoid political division.
CBS's decision to suspend takedowns of Stephen Colbert's public access show after facing backlash illustrates how media companies are navigating copyright enforcement in an era where fan engagement and creator content rights create competing pressures. The suspension suggests that aggressive copyright enforcement can sometimes generate more negative publicity than the underlying intellectual property violations.
This case raises broader questions about how traditional media companies handle user-generated content and fan creativity. Colbert's public access show presumably built on CBS-owned intellectual property, but the network's decision to reverse course suggests they recognize that overly aggressive enforcement could damage relationships with both creators and audiences.
Memorial Day observances this year carried particular weight given ongoing military commitments and geopolitical tensions. The ceremonies at Margraten honoring fallen U.S. soldiers provided a sobering backdrop for current foreign policy debates, reminding both political leaders and the public about the human costs of international engagement.
Memorial Day serves as an annual reminder of military sacrifice that transcends partisan political divisions, but the specific context of current conflicts inevitably shapes how these ceremonies are interpreted. With ongoing debates about defense spending, international commitments, and military leadership, honoring past sacrifice becomes connected to questions about current policy directions.
Joey Votto's post-retirement revelation that he's become a sushi chef and yoga instructor offers a refreshing counterpoint to the political tensions we've been discussing. The former Cincinnati Red Star earned sushi accreditation in Japan and yoga certification in Spain, illustrating how professional athletes can pursue completely different passions once their competitive careers end.
Votto's story is particularly interesting because it reflects broader trends in how people approach career transitions and personal fulfillment. Rather than remaining connected to baseball through coaching or broadcasting, he's chosen to develop entirely new skills in different cultural contexts, suggesting a more adventurous approach to post-career life than traditional athlete retirement patterns.
The fact that he pursued these certifications through international travel and cultural immersion also reflects how global mobility and cultural exchange have become more accessible. His willingness to start over as a student in completely different fields demonstrates personal reinvention that transcends professional sports, but might inspire broader conversations about career flexibility and lifelong learning.
Trump's decision to skip his son Don Jr.'s wedding, citing the Iran war, creates an interesting personal dimension to presidential responsibilities. While presidential duties often require personal sacrifices, the public nature of this particular decision generates discussion about priorities and family relationships under the pressures of high office.
This kind of personal sacrifice for public duty has historical precedence, but social media and contemporary celebrity culture make these decisions more visible and subject to public judgment than they might have been in previous eras. The intersection of family obligations and national security responsibilities becomes a subject of public commentary rather than private family discussion.
Looking at these various cultural and entertainment stories together, we see how public figures across different domains, sports, entertainment, politics, even retired athletes, are navigating questions about platform use, political engagement, and personal authenticity in an environment where every choice becomes subject to public scrutiny and potential controversy.
The diversity of approaches we're seeing, from Dart's explicit political engagement to Fraser's ceremonial neutrality to Votto's complete career reinvention, suggests that there isn't a single correct way to handle public platform responsibilities. Different personalities, different career stages, and different personal values lead to different choices about how to engage with public expectations and political pressures.